Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Hello, all you beautiful people. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and it's a pleasure to be with you one more time for Alive to Love. All lesser values than love devolve into BS. That's why I'm called the No BS Bishop. Bait and switch is what BS stands for. You can assign other definitions to it if you'd like, but I'm sticking with bait and switch. Bait and switch means I'm going to draw you in with a promise of the best of all things, but then I'm going to switch it when I get you drawn in. This is what we've done far too often in life, in business, in church, when love is not our guide, when love is not our basis, not our foundation. So that's why I'm here to talk to you about being alive to love. I want to start in just a few moments with Love's Creed, but before I get there and before I forget it, I want to announce to you that I'm doing a podcast by this same title, No BS Bishop Alive to Love. I have so much in my mind and heart to do there, but one of the things that I'll be doing in the podcast that'll be a leap from this particular radio broadcast is to interview people, to have discussions, and to make sure that I'm getting this message out loud and clear, definitively, for my legacy. I'm 70, and I know I'm not going to die anytime soon. Well, I don't think I'm going to die anytime soon, but I can see death from here. It's close. It's closer than it's ever been before in my life, and I want to make sure what I leave behind me is a very clear path of what I have truly come to treasure and to believe. So I'll give you more information going forward about the podcast. But right now, we're on a radio broadcast that I'm very grateful for and I'm proud of. Been doing this now for over 4 years. And one thing we do here, every time I gather with you in my little radio congregation, is I walk you through Love's Creed. So right now, I want to read that to you in total. Then I'll come back and then we'll repeat it like vows at a marriage altar. I think you know what I mean there. So in a moment, I'll say repeat after me. But right now, I want to give you the full statement of Love's Creed, something I wrote a little over a decade ago as a New Year's resolution. Now it's my life's creed and my life's resolution. Here it is. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, now I'm going to go back and repeat it in short bursts. If you'd like a copy of this, send me an email at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. Be happy to send you a copy that you could handwrite or type it up and have it at the ready through your device, your phone, a little 3x5 card for your mirror in the morning when you're getting ready. However you'd like it, I'd be glad to send you a copy. All right, repeat after me, please. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There's a creed that'll give you something to hang on to in the face of painful rejection or painful painful people. I tried to say that more kindly, but I don't know how else to say it more kindly. People can be painful. And in the face of pain coming from people, if love's creed is written in your heart, I don't mean that you should memorize it, though I'm close to having it memorized. But if love's creed is somewhere rumbling around inside of you when painful people or painful situations show up, you can remind yourself, this is why I'm on earth. This is why I'm eating, sleeping, and resting to regain energy. I'm alive for love. And it helps to push back on those things that might otherwise push you down. So that's why I give it to you with great joy and a deep respect for those of you who come here every week or those of you who are new, so that you have something to always walk away from this broadcast holding in your hand. And speaking of which, today's topic is how we measure life with our thoughts, as our thoughts are rooted in love. Measuring life with our thoughts. All of life has we're all measuring life by how we're thinking. If we're thinking that everything's unfair and mean, well, then that's our measure. If we're thinking that all of life is conspiring against us to push us back, keep us down, and to knock us out, well, then that's our measure. But if somewhere in the measure of life, in our internal thinking, in our thoughts about how the world works, if something is moving on the inside of us that says, yeah, I can have problems, but problems don't have to have me. I'm going to live my life through my problems, through my pains, but I'm going to live through them towards something better on the other side. Measuring life. Now, so to that end, I want to invite you to measure life internally and then ultimately externally. Measure life through the power of love. Knowing that life is coming at you at the speed of light, actually, 186,000 miles per second, because every day that sun is just flashing through the skies, and that sunlight is hitting Earth and causing a sunrise that we're getting up in the morning, and we're facing life at the speed of light. So when you are walking through this world, remember, everything's coming at you at the speed of light, and we're really going to need a means by which we're measuring how the world works. Today, I want to draw from some thoughts of an old gentleman from the 20th century, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Oh my goodness, lifelong pastor. The guy was just a machine in terms of putting out books. He wrote over 40 best-selling books. But he's best known for his groundbreaking book and a sermon series he preached on the power of positive thinking. Now, I know he got a lot of criticism. I mean, people from all over the world were chunking rocks at him for, well, you can't just have the, whistle a happy tune and think positive things and the whole world's going to work out. And to some degree, I understand the criticism, and I even have some of that critical thought about a few of Dr. Peale's philosophical musings. But in total, his groundbreaking book, The Power of Positive Thinking, in total, is absolutely revolutionary. See, we're all right now, you're thinking while I'm talking, and I'm thinking while I speak. I'm hopefully get my thoughts arranged well so they come out of my mouth well. So while we think, and what we think, where we think, and how we're measuring the world, as I started this whole discussion with, we're doing it internally. And wouldn't it be wise if we contained in our thoughts, if we caused our thoughts to be held in the container, maybe is a better way to put it, the container of positivity. Now, again, I don't mean just whistling a happy tune in the dark. I mean a strength of fundamental understanding that measures the world around me in a far more productive manner than just falling prey to cynical negativity. The notion that we that the whole world's conspiring against us and nothing goes my way. Everything goes bad. Nothing comes out right for me. But look at all those other people. They're just, you know, they're living this sing-song life. But me, no, not me. See, when you measure the world around you that way, life shrinks. And it's tragic, really, because we are all being given the same 24-hour period of time. We're all being given the same measure of time in every day to do life as we are willing to measure it in our thought life. So Dr. Peel came along and the power of positive thinking just shook the world. And what I find about shaking the world is you'll shake the world for friends and enemies. And so he had his fair share of enemies. But I think in the big picture, the strongest voices that supported him were voices I want to listen to. One of the most straightforward and direct comments he made in his philosophy of the power of positive thinking, one of the most straightforward quotes from his book, The Power of Positive Thinking, is this: love life and it will love you right back. Listen to that again. Love life and it will love you right back. Isn't it simple? And yet, so simple, it seems to elude, it seems to escape us, especially when we're having a bad day or a tough, tough season in life. I'm going to tell you, I know what that's like. I'm like anybody out there. I've had my fair share, and sometimes I think more than my fair share, of tough days, tough weeks, tough months, a tough year or so. I know what it means to live in poverty. I grew up in an impoverished home. I grew up in a home that was challenged by the disease of addiction and alcohol. I know what it means to have to fight back against all the raging negativity. And yet, I've also learned that I've got a choice every day. And that choice is love life. I'm alive. And I'm alive to love. Love life. Making sure that even in my adversity, I'm loving life. To see in life that adversity shapes me for the better or for the worse. Adversity comes along, kicks me in the face. Now I've got a choice. Do I grow bitter or do I grow better? Please don't hear me suggest that you can just whistle a happy tune and get out of adversity. What I am profoundly suggesting is that we love life even when it hurts, knowing that life is a gift. Life is the breath we breathe, that we'll do at the end of the broadcast today. We'll breathe as lovingly for ourselves as we know how. That every hardship, every step of every day, good or bad, is an opportunity to discover something about loving life. I remember so many challenges in my life where I got blindsided. I don't want to go into too many specifics, but blindsided by a rejection, blindsided by an insult, blindsided by a betrayal. Blindsided by sickness, blindsided by an accident. I can tell you this one. About 5 years ago, out for a run, and I still run, but I went out for a run, stepped on a pine cone, and face planted. Talk about blindsided. I couldn't see straight for better part of a day. I ended up in the hospital. That's what I'm talking about, blindsided. We all are blindsided by something that comes charging at us, and we don't know what to do on the front side of it right away. We're scrambling for thoughts. We're trying to reassemble our train of thought whenever we've been hit hard by negativity. But I want to offer you the premise that if you will take, for instance, Love's Creed, make it your own. Maybe you want to rewrite it, arrange the words a little differently. You're not going to hurt me. I just know that when we have a firm grip instead of a gripe about life. Did you catch that? A firm grip rather than a gripe. then in our firm grip, if we're gripping onto love, can you hear me stumble here? I'm trying to not say gripe. If we'll hold on with a firm grip to love, then love will hold us back. That's what Dr. Peel was saying. Love life, and it'll love you right back. Maybe for instance, in the pain that comes from people. Talked a little bit about that already. When people are painful, when people cause pain through words, actions, rejections, or whatever else they might have done, maybe the greatest thing you can do for yourself is to love yourself in the face of their pain. To remind yourself that if everyone walks away from you, you still have you. And if you are going to bounce back from whatever pain people produce, you're going to need you. You're going to need your very best when the very worst of life comes along. Learning to love every breath, every adversity, every opportunity, every hardship, every blessing, and every step of every day is the secret to changing our thoughts and transforming the world around us. So learning to love, the first three words of that statement I just made, learning to love, there it is. I'm not suggesting that this is easy, but it is simple. And the simplicity is learning to love. A reminder to yourself internally that whatever's happening to me, I'm learning to love. I'm learning to love in a whole other way. I may have to be angry a moment or two and maybe a day or so, but I'm not going to stay angry. I'm not going to live in anger because it'll consume my creative juices. It'll consume my meditations. It'll consume my prayer life. And I don't want those things, those precious things to me, I don't want them consumed by the cynicism that comes from that. Learning to love every breath. Maybe learning to love every breath that I fight to take. I said a moment ago, I grew up in a tough life, and my dad had asthma that was very, very challenging. My mother had tuberculosis. I watched my mother die from tuberculosis. I used to listen as a little boy to my dad struggling for every breath he would take, sometimes at an hour or two at a time in the night. That is absolutely so challenging to a young boy's mind. But as I grew to decide, and it wasn't overnight, but it was over time that I learned to love every breath. Now I know my breath is a gift. That breath and breathing isn't the simple opening your lungs, taking in oxygen, exhaling the bad, taking in the good. No, every breath is a gift from God. And learning to love it as a treasure. And learning how every adversity is training me, teaching me. It's strength training, really. Every opportunity, and some opportunities don't pan out. I've found in my own life that most opportunities don't, but a few do. There's that knock at the door of opportunity. Opportunity's knocking, and it'll only work for those who answer the door. And yet sometimes that opportunity at the door is just a BS salesperson, a bait and switch somebody who came to take advantage of you. So, okay, that opportunity didn't work. So what? What's next? So what? What's next? Moving my mind to loving life in the face of every adversity, every hardship, every blessing. I like the idea of sucking the marrow out of every bone. You know, my habit in eating chicken, for instance, is take in the big pieces off of a chicken bone. Those that have been around me when I eat a chicken know that I'm gonna suck the marrow out of those chicken bones. So it's important to suck the marrow out of blessings. Remember those blessings. Remember when somebody said something to you at just the right time to perk you up, to make you feel just a little better, pick up your step and give you the motivation to keep moving. Don't stop now. Every step of life is an opportunity to love life. And it's a secret to changing our thoughts when I love life in the face of adversity. But I also know that if I'm loving life in the face of adversity, then it's a pattern then to continue to love life in the face of joys. To love it not only because joy came my way, but because I was loving it when despair was in my face. And to be able to draw breath and thank God for life, even when I'm despairing, will take me to an even deeper, higher, more beautiful place when blessings come along. So that's why I've been here for 4 years, just saying over and over and over and over again that we're here to love one another, to love life, to love ourselves, alive to love. All lesser values than love can devolve into bait and switch. And you know, there's no worse bait and switch, no worse BS than the BS we tell ourselves. Let's rise above that. Let's find a higher quality of life. Again, I've been sharing here for the last 20 minutes or so about Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, a brilliant man, really, who had his critics. But he had his critics because he was genuinely successful, and a whole lot of those critics were just jealous. They didn't have his success, and so they chunked rocks at him because they didn't have the kind of beautiful life that he seemed to have lived. But I promise you this, I don't know the man, I didn't know the man, but I promise you this, he had his fair share of challenges. He had his fair share of heartbreak. And I know this, that Randy Dean is going to live his life in the face of my fair share of challenges and darkness, and I will rise to love life. Why? Because if you love life, it'll love you right back. It's the law of sowing and reaping. It's the law of reciprocity. What you give is what you get. So I intend to give as much love as I know how to on any given day, and to know that as I've given it, it will come back to me. All right, well, let me bring this in for a landing on this particular episode and have you just join me in the concept, the principle I talked about earlier, breath. Thankful for every breath. The most essential human practice is our breathing. If we're not breathing, we're not living. Everybody's got to breathe, and some of us need some medical assistance. Others of us may need just to be able to stop and rest in order to breathe well. But whatever the case, we're needing to breathe well. I want you in just a few moments, on the count of three, to take the deepest, most cleansing breath you can. Hold it in your lungs for a moment or two, as long as you can, and then exhale with a matter of gratitude in your thoughts as you exhale, to blow out of your body the toxins of negativity. When you inhale, take in the possibility of loving life and exhale the gratitude of life loving you back. All right? One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it deep in your lungs and exhale. I'm going to love you, life, and I hope with all that's in me that, life, you'll love me back. Second exercise we close this broadcast with every time is a challenge I make that you should look somebody in the eye. Slow down the words. Don't say, I love you, like it's one word. Say it with intentionality, authenticity, and a heart connection. Say, I love you, to somebody with the intention I just described. And realize that when you do that, you're clearing the air for yourself and for the other person as well. Hopefully somebody's nearby you right now, but if not, just say it back to me. I'm going to say it to you right now. Hey, you, whoever you are, I love you. I'll pause a moment here on the radio and say it again. I can't hear you. Oh, I think I can hear you now. Those three most charmed, magical, and holy words are the most powerful words in the human language. I love you. It's a means by which relationships begin. It's a means by which a child finds life. It's a means by which friendships can flower. It's a means by which, as Norman Vincent Peale said, you can set in motion that life will love you back. As I've been sharing those three words with multiple people over the past several years, it's a thing of beauty that I get to be in groups and places where I've shared and I speak or I minister or I teach, and those words come back to me. And I never get tired of it. It's never routine. I find in that a refreshing that I can't even adequately describe to you here. Certainly because I realize somebody's taking in what I'm giving. But even more certainly, I am taking in the energy, the power of somebody's love for me. And there's no replacing that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am so grateful you were here. Make sure you're telling somebody, I love you. If not now, make it a part of your daily aim for this day. And don't let the day end until you've said it somewhere to somebody, because somebody somewhere may not have heard it today or even longer, God forbid. Now, go out there and do something beautiful, because ugly is getting done to death. Oh, baby, tired of ugly, aren't you? Let's rise and shine and flood the air, flood the atmosphere with the power of beauty and the power of positive thinking. And positive thinking at its root is to love life and know that when you do, life will love you back. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.